Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I am Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Ongoing prohibitory order in the Kathmandu Valley extended till 14th of June. Groceries to open. Government to administer recently received Chinese anti-COVID-19 vaccine to people aged between 60 and 64 years from 8th of June. Ministry of Health and Population reports 7,219 recoveries from corona infection and 5,316 new cases in the last 24 hours. And WHO approves China's Sinovac anti-COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. Now the news in detail. The ongoing prohibitory order in the Kathmandu Valley has been extended for 10 more days with slight modification. A meeting of the chief district officers of Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur today decided to continue the lockdown till the 14th of June, aiming to curb the corona infection. Bhaktapur Chief District Officer Prem Prasad Bhattrai said the retail, grocery, food stores and departmental stores could remain open until 9 a.m. each day. Similarly, developmental construction activities could be operated in a closed way with boarding facilities for the workers. Likewise, the vehicles ferrying daily goods and supplies could be operated following a fixed timetable. Other activities shall remain prohibited as per the previous decision. The modification comes in a wake of a declining rate of COVID-19 infection in the past few days. The government is planning to administer the anti-COVID-19 vaccine to the chunk of population belonging to 60 to 64 years of age from the 8th of June. The Ministry of Health and Population has said as a whole lot of 1 million doses of vaccines from China arrived Nepal today, the people between 60 to 64 years would be immunized in this phase. The government of China had provided 1 million doses of aerosol to Nepal on grant a few days ago following a telephonic conversation between President Bidya Devi Bhandari and her Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. Senior citizens would be administered the vaccine only after ensuring the booster dose of it. More people above 18 years of age in the districts bordering China will also be given vaccines along with the senior citizens. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported additional 5,316 cases of coronavirus infection in Nepal in the last 24 hours. In its daily update of corona cases, the ministry has stated that 80.8% of the infected people have recovered so far. In the last 24 hours, 7,219 people got recovered from the infection. Meantime, additional 101 corona-related deaths have been confirmed in Nepal today. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 7,555. In solidarity with Nepal in its fight against the COVID-19 pandemic, the French government has extended support of medical equipment and supplies to the government of Nepal. Mr. François-Xavier Leclerc, Ambassador of France to Nepal, handed over the health supplies to Minister for Health and Population Hrithik Tripathi at a brief ceremony held at Tribhuvan International Airport today. The medical support provided by France includes 504,000 masks, 20,225 antigen test kits, 12,000 protection glasses and 14 respirators, including consumables. On the occasion, the Minister for Health and Population thanked the government and people of France for their generous support of life-saving materials. The Election Commission has asked People's Socialist Party Chair Mahant Thakur to furnish the party's decision attested by the party's Central Committee office bearers to the Commission. Joint spokesperson of the Commission, Komal Prasad Dhamala, said although Chairman Thakur sent a letter to the Commission yesterday informing about expulsion of another chair of the party, Upendra Yadav, he did not submit the decision of the Central Committee. Thus, the Commission asked him to furnish the Central Committee's decision attested by the signatures of the office bearers. Yesterday itself, Chairman Upendra Yadav had sent a letter to the Commission informing about expulsion of Chairman Mahant Thakur, Senior Leader Rajendra Mahato, Leader Laxman Lal Karna and Sarvendranath Sukla. The Commission has asked both the factions to send the details of the party's activity as per the required format. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Suresh, के छ खबर कहाँ छ मेरो सब ठीक छ यार अफिसमा छु अनि घर तयार भयो तिम्रो
अँ घर त तयार भयो यार अब घरमा इन्टरनेट टेलिभिजन लाइन अनि टेलिफोन नम्बर पनि लिनु थियो अब तिमी नै छौ यहाँ नेपालमा पाइने सुविधाको बारेमा जानकार भएको म त 15 वर्ष भयो यार देशबाट टाढा भएको सजेस्ट गर न यार कुन राम्रो होला
ए इन्टरनेट टेलिभिजन लाइन र टेलिफोन सेवाका लागि हो भने आँखा चिम्लेर नेपाल टेलिकमको फाइबर टु द होम FTTH सेवा लिइहाल तिमीलाई चाहिएको सबै सुविधा नेपाल टेलिकममा पाउँछौ ढुक्क भएर लिँदा हुन्छ
ल गजब भएछ मलाई चाहिएको सबै सुविधा एउटै फाइबरबाट पाउने भएको छ थ्याङ्क यू यार
थ्याङ्क यू मलाई भन्दा नेपाल टेलिकमलाई भन जनतालाई निरन्तर सेवा दिदै आएको छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज President Vidyadevi Bhandari has appointed Gehendra Raj Bhandari as the non-resident ambassador of Nepal to Luxembourg. In a statement today, spokesperson of the President's office, Roop Narayan Bhattarai, said Nepal's resident ambassador to Belgium, Raj Bhandari, has been given an additional portfolio. The CPN-UMLA Standing Committee meeting called for today has been postponed until further notice. UML Party Office Secretary Sir Bahadur Tamang said the Standing Committee meeting called for today has been postponed, citing the need of further preparations for the meeting. The government has reaffirmed its commitment to the conservation of Chure region. Issuing a statement today, spokesperson of the Ministry of Finance, Mahesh Acharya, urged people not to be misled by rumours and not to doubt on government's commitment to conserving Chure region. Lately, the government has been facing criticism regarding inclusion of aggregate and payable export programme in the budget. His spokesperson Acharya said the program will be launched as per the recommendation of the concerned stakeholders making necessary regulatory measures. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. The World Health Organization has approved China's Sinovac anti-COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The WHO said it prevented symptomatic disease in 51% of those vaccinated and prevented severe symptoms and hospitalization in 100% of samples. It is the second Chinese vaccine to receive the green light from the WHO after Sinopharm. The approval opens the door for the jab to be used in the COVAX program, which aims to ensure fair access to vaccines. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration will suspend oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge pending an environmental review. The move reverses former President Donald Trump's decision to sell oil leases in the refuge to expand fossil fuel and mineral development. The giant Alaskan wilderness is home to many important species, including polar bears, caribou, and wolves. Arctic tribal leaders have welcomed the move, but Republicans have opposed it. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1 and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Likewise, Prifren along with thunder showers is likely to occur at a few places of Province 1, Gandaki Province and Sudhir Pashchim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ongoing prohibitory order in Kathmandu Valley extended till 14th of June, groceries to open. Government to administer recently received Chinese anti-COVID-19 vaccine to people aged between 60 to 64 years from 8th of June. Ministry of Health and Population reports 7,219 recoveries from corona infections and 5,316 new cases in the last 24 hours. And WHO approves China's Sinovac anti-COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.